Humanity seems to be racing through an exhilarating journey to the end of the age. And many who know the scriptures recognize that the Messiah's prophecy of Matthew 24 are coming to pass right now. The beginning of birth pain is already here, and it won't be too long before the man of sin is revealed, the anti-Messiah. We see the love of people waxing cold, families and even entire societies drift apart into their own digital world. With the advancement of AI in scripture actually means ruin or heap of ruins based on the Hebrew translation. We need to be on our guard. Whereas all the world seems to be marveling after AI and its phenomenal capabilities, searching for intelligence beyond their human capabilities, we need to be like Daniel and the three Hebrew boys. Instead of sorcery, they sought the wisdom of Yahuwah, the wisdom from above and not of this world. And it was proven that they were 10 times better than even the magicians and astrologers because they chose to live a set apart life. In this week's edition of Heart Health and Healing Yahuwah's Way, Sister Beverly and Brother Mike take a deep dive into the state of today's world, AI and tech trends, and the need for us to seek that wisdom from above and to plant the word of Yahuwah inside our heart.
I've observed that we're in the last days because everything that is in Matthew 24, I see come into light. It says that wickedness will prevail in this earth more than it has ever been. Evil. And if it wasn't because of his chosen people, the time would not have been shortened. He said he shortened the time so that we can endure.
Thing is, what I heard in my heart, people have to be very careful of this thing that they call AI. The enemy will use his great wisdom. And that is what he invented right now for the people. And he is using that right now to take full control of these people and put the things that he wants in there and to even deceive the elect people of Yahuwah. He's using this right now, this AI thing right now. That's why we have to understand that we must listen to the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahuwah.
There's wisdom of this world, and then there's wisdom from above. And if we don't have the wisdom from above, then the wisdom of this world will do some really deep damage.
The enemy know that in this end times, that majority of things that people are dealing right now is in technology. Phones, computers, tablets. And you know that people like to use a lot of phones. So they bring this technology that they call AI so that he could take full control of the knowledge and the minds of people. From the moment you could take control of the mind and thoughts of that individual, you send it straight to the heart. Then when you send it straight to the heart, you got full control of that person's soul. So this AI thing, what I observe with this AI thing, it is working a lot in the minds of these people. And when you watch it, 90% of the world is following this AI thing. And later on, people will start to realize, especially child of Yahuwah, Christians, they will start to realize that this thing is not from Yahuwah. They will see it in the future. They will see that this is what the scripture in Matthew 24 is speaking about, that many false prophets, and this is one of the false prophets that is coming. You know, come as an individual in any kind of clothes or suit, it will come through technology or other things. So we just have to be very, very careful. We cannot depend on AI to teach us about the word of Yahuwah. We got to depend on the spirit of Yahuwah. That's what we need to do.
I believe we're falling short on time spent, where we spend our time, because 99% of the people spend their time, if they're not busy at work, they're busy on the computer, they're busy on the phone, they're busy trying to get things in their life. But I believe mostly they're falling short in time because they don't take the time out to seek Yahuwah face with all of their heart, their soul, their mind. They don't take the time out to say good morning. They go straight to their phone. They don't take the time out. They give their husband or their wives or their children most of their time. They're spending more time away from Yahuwah. I believe that's the falling away. Less time in prayers, less time in talking to him, less time in having a relationship, less time in communicating with Yahuwah. Because the more you communicate with him, the more you will learn, the more power you can achieve, because his energy that dwells within us, his power that dwells within us, the Holy Spirit, the set apart spirit, I believe it will teach us and guide us. But if we don't communicate, if we don't have time, the Ruach HaKodesh is very, 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 very gentle. Will not force you to do anything that you don't want to do. And so the time that you take, the time that you spend, the time that you pray, the time that you praise, the time that you let the Ruach HaKodesh knows how much you love the Father through His Son, then that love and that time that we spent with Him trickle down to everything else in our life. And if we don't spend that time with Him and we don't communicate with Him, then what can we communicate to our children, to our husband, to our community? What can we communicate to them if we don't have Him within us? If we don't spend time to hear, to know what to do, to know what to say, to show His fruits through us. And so I believe the time that we do not spend, do not hear, we do not communicate with Him, we have all very, very short. And what we can do is we can start today, right now, this very second, to repent, turn away from our evil, wicked ways. Because if we don't have His way, we have a way. And if it's not His way, it's the adversary way. It's the wisdom of this world way. And this wisdom of this world is not a good thing to have. The wisdom from above, if we have that, then we're capable of living life the way that we were meant to live life. So I believe that time spending with Him and trickle down to our family, and that is the only way to spend time, to hear His voice, to speak to Him, to make sure that we are good. If we are good, then our families are good. If we are saved, our household could be saved.
Time is very challenging. It is something that I face every time, every day. It's kind of difficult sometimes when you want to serve Yahuwah with all your heart, with all your being, and the enemy just put a lot of hindrance, a lot of tumbling blocks before you, especially with work, especially with things of this world, what you are facing every time. If you know that you are a person that is following the word of Yahuwah, that is living to please Yahuwah, you will see that hindrance will try to come around. You will see that fumbling blocks will try to come around, because the enemy don't want you to have the time with Yahuwah. Because from the moment you have the time with Yahuwah, you start to get more charged. It's just like a battery. If you have a rechargeable battery, if you continue use it without charge it, then that battery will not have its strength. From the moment you start to charge that battery, it is strong enough to work that appliance that you need to let it work on. So it's just like with walking with Yahuwah. If you do not stay in the spirit, pray fast, acknowledging Yahuwah, studying His word and everything, and meditate on His word, then it's hard for you to go to the next step. So that's one of the things that the enemy don't want you to spend time with Yahuwah. So he try to find and work as hindrance. He find other things to hinder you so that you don't get charged up with this word. Then it's kind of difficult. So that's a challenging thing that I face every time.
Well, I believe that if you have time to cut your yard, I believe that if you have time to go to a party, I believe that if you have time to go to work, you should make time for something that is so much greater, someone that is so much greater and bigger than anything that you could do. I believe that you should say, okay, this is my time. I set my time for 1 hour. Sometimes I make 40 minutes. Sometimes I go over an hour sometimes, but I set my time that, okay, from 3 o'clock in the morning, I will pray until 4. And I pray. And sometimes I feel sleepy, but it's like, no, you are too good to me for me not to give you this time. You are too good to me. You've done so much for me. You have delivered me from the hands of the enemy. I'm not going to do anything before I give you honor, esteem, and praise. Father, I first speak to Him, to the Ruach HaKodesh, to Yahusha HaMashiach, and I just let them know how much I love and appreciate and thank them. So I make that time. I carve out that time. And if you can wake up 6 o'clock to go to work, then you can set your clock for 5 o'clock so you can pray from 5 until 6. So more people spend more time on their flesh than they do. And I'm hearing it in my Ruach. I ask Him questions and I get answers. You know, you don't spend 10 minutes praying, then you put on your radio or you listen to somebody else talk about Him. No, you build that personal relationship with Him. And then when you ask for something and you see it manifest, when you start believing you are the apple of His eyes, because I believe that with everything there is within me, I believe that He makes a way out of no way.
Before I get up in the morning, I spend time with Him. Before I even tell my wife good morning, the first one I speak to is Yahuwah. It's very important that Yahuwah said in His scriptures, acknowledge me in all thy ways. So whatever you are doing out there, you have to be to acknowledge Yahuwah. So sometime when you get busy in the day, remember that you have a Yahuwah who's watching you. You have a Yahuwah that who's around you. So you always acknowledge Him. Even at work, you acknowledge Him. Anything that you do, you acknowledge Him. So that will still keep the relationship with Him strong, right? So Yahuwah should be acknowledged every time and anywhere. So that is something that even me, I have to work. Once you have that word in your our heart, meditating a scripture in his, of his word, that is also spending time with him. So if you don't have that opportunity for praying, and if you don't have that opportunity of reading the word while you're at work or anything, just meditate his scriptures. Meditate his word. That's still spending time with him. That's still acknowledging him. That's still thinking about him. All right? So that is very important. And if you have him, if you have his word in your heart, then you are meditating on him. Then it's difficult for the enemy to come and tempt you with things of this world. When you look around, you could see the creation of Yahuwah. You could look at the trees. You can look at around the human beings that are around you. You can look at the sky, the sun, how beautiful the sun looks. You could see everything, the air, the breath that you are breathing. You could see that there is a creator and he is living. And one other thing, he loves you. All what you got to do, you just have to pray and ask him that you want to get to know him. And when he pray and ask him that you want to get to know him, take that time, read a Bible, find that time for him, have that relationship with him. And then you will start to see how different you will feel. And then you will start to see that you are starting to get closer and closer to him. And then you will start to see the changes. You just have to believe that he exists. He is real. He is real and he is true with his word. So that is what I would say to anyone that who's out there. I wanted to get to know the creator of heaven and earth, who is Yahuwah. You'll observe as you get to know Yahuwah, you will see a lot of things will try to come around. But don't worry about that. You're just focusing on him, because he's a Yahuwah that his promises. Like how the word says, he's not a man to lie. He's true with his word. So you just have to trust him. Put your trust on him. All right? Then you will see the difference of Yahuwah. He's real. Yahuwah is real. Just look around you, and then you will see that there is a creator of the heaven and earth, the sea, the sun, and everything in it. And he loves you so much. All what he wants you to do, you just have to give yourself to him. Give yourself to him, and he will become one of your best friends. He will be one of your best protector. He will be one of the best father that you can find. So that's what I want to share with that person that wants to know Yahuwah today. One of the thing is with the promises, you just got to put that promises of Yahuwah in your heart. Like how the book of Proverbs said, bind your word within your heart. Every day, consistently meditate on that promises that Yahuwah speak about. Take that certain promises that he's speaking about, meditate on it. Just meditate on it. I repeat again, as Joshua said, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate in it day and night. Then your ways will be prosperous. Then you will have good success. You have to meditate in Yahuwah word first. The word have to be in your heart. Then when it's sown in your heart, then automatically it will come out naturally. So first, take the promises. Bind it within your heart. Meditate it within your heart. Just take it morning, evening, night, meditating on it. It could be you are praying for healing. You will get healing. It may be you have some type of financial problem. Your financial problem will be taken care of. You just have to take the word of Yahuwah and put it in your heart. Take the promises that he speak about and put it in your heart. All what he wants you to do is to put that word in your heart, meditate it in your heart so that seed can grow. Then Yahuwah will move from there. He will be the one that will bring the increase. You have to be the one that will plant that seed, and the place that you will plant that seed is in your heart. Plant the promises of Yahuwah in your heart. Then you will see the manifestation of his promises.
I believe that the first and foremost thing is to get to know his word. The word says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You have to believe that with your heart. You have to believe that with your mind, your soul, and your being. The thing is, though, but you have to know what his promises are, him. And if you're struggling, I believe that you start trusting, repenting, because, you know, there is a scripture that says, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Because there's sometimes that you're praying and you're asking for something and you're struggling and you know, you're doubting. You have to trust. You have to know that he is your creator. There is a creator. Your mama and your daddy didn't make you. He made you. He put his breath within you. He loves you. He says, I, Yahuwah, your Elohim, I will fight your battle. He has never lost one yet, and he won't start with you.
From the beginning, when Noah do that sacrifice to Yahuwah, Yahuwah tell Noah, whilst the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest shall never cease. Before, when I used to go through my struggle, through my addiction, and all these things, I used to pray and all these things. And I said, I wonder why my addiction cannot leave until when the Father show me that I need to plant the seed of his word in my heart. And that is when I start to plant the seed of Yahuwah in my heart. That is when I start to see deliverance start to take place. That is when I start to see that I start to set free from my addiction. I start to see that my mind is set free then. So one other thing we have to acknowledge, plant the word, plant his promises in your heart. Your heart is the ground. Your heart is the place where it will start from there. So when your heart have his word, because you have to remember that our heart was filled with the things of the world before. So when we put Yahuwah word in our heart, his promises in our heart, then we can overcome all these obstacles that the enemy is sending, which is could be trials, tribulations, and all these things. So you have to put the word in your heart. Meditate on the word.
If there's anyone that is struggling, just trust in him with your mind, your heart, your soul, your being, because he will come through for you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is a promise keeper and he loves you before you even love him. He says, for Yahuwah so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. What else wouldn't he give for you? And so if things aren't going the way that you plan it to be, then you have planned your own life and he just wants to be a part of it. And just open up your heart and let him in so that he can rule, because he is the greatest ruler ever.
Thank you for joining us for Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, according to Exodus 15:26. As we learn to stand in the will of the Most High Yah, we also gain victory in his name over sin and spiritual sickness, as Yahuwah Rapha restores our being. Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, is brought to you by In His Name Messianic Ministries in collaboration with the Assembly of Yahuwah at Sand Hill. Find us on Facebook as well as on the web. Until next time, shalom and stay blessed.